720 WGN, Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. I had a moment this week where everything was backwards and people that I haven't heard from in my past were contacting me. And I immediately called my friend, psychic Denise Gazzardo, and I said, Denise, are we in Mercury retrograde? And Denise, what did you say?
I said, absolutely.
Why do the crazies come out during Mercury retrograde?
Well, it tends to bring, you know, to surface old circumstances, situations. It kind of burps it all up like bad pizza.
It's basically crazy. It's just crazy. Yeah. So explain Mercury retrograde to people. Everything's backwards right now. We're in the upside down world if you're a fan of Stranger Things.
The upside down world.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Mercury is the ruling planet of, like, communication and travel and things of that nature. So it can cause a lot of challenges and blips. And this is when your luggage gets lost. If you have to travel during Mercury retrograde, make sure you have your contact lenses and your, you know,
double check
toothbrush and underwear and your little walk-on bag, you know, just in case it takes a while to retrace where it ended up. If you have an appointment somewhere, you need to travel out of town, give yourself plenty of time. There's always going to be road construction or an accident or something that creates delays. Not only that, you could send a text that somebody would respond to, and you'd be scratching your head going, where did you get that out of what I just said?
Oh, my gosh. So, that has happened to me so much this week. I've sent people text messages, and they're misinterpreting it.
Yes.
Especially my wife, who is probably listening right now. It's like, oh, my gosh. So you have to be very clear. Just pick up the phone and call. Nobody calls anymore.
Yes. Yeah. Don't mess around with texts or, try to be very timely and cautious and clear on how you're negotiating through this time. And it lasts until July 14th, and then we won't see it again until October 14th. So then we'll have a breather.
Okay. Yeah. So when does it end again, Mercury retrograde, Denise?
It started June 18th, and it ends on July 14th, so it's usually about a three-week cycle.
Okay, and what's the other planet that's in retrograde right now?
Of them. There is a lot of them.
Is that good or bad for our mind?
Venus, the planet of love and beauty and all that good stuff, went retrograde on May 12th, and that went direct just this past 25th, so that was Thursday, I think, right? The days all blend together with this.
I know.
So, you know, if you found your love life was a little scratchy or a little off or something, you'll notice now that Venus has gone direct, that things are starting to blend nicely. You know, people are, you know, a little bit more receptive to your affection and so on and so forth. So I dig that.
Okay.
And Saturn is retrograde until September 29th, but it is retrograde in Aquarius now, and then it's going to move retrograde into July on July 1st. So that all started March 20th.
So, Denise, if you're trying to woo someone, let's say for a job, or you're trying to woo someone to go out with them, this is a good time?
Actually, if you haven't had the luck, this can be a support system for you.
Okay.
Yes. You know, like many times with Mercury retrograde, don't sign any important documents or papers. It's like, my farmhouse was for sale for a year and a half, and it was like it was invisible.
Okay.
And then a Mercury retrograde rolled up, and I had two offers within 48 hours. I was like, I'm signing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting out of here. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it isn't always what you might think. You know, it can be complimentary or support, or it could be like a place from your past that maybe you've worked before but left because somebody was a bit of a challenge, or they weren't hearing you, seeks you out because that person has been released from their employment.
You know what I mean? I like that you're saying that out loud. I like that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
Before we take phone calls, Curtis has never been read before. Curtis, the producer here behind the glass. When is your birthday, Curtis?
September 16th.
September 16th.
Hi, Curtis.
Hi.
Okay, what do you want to know?
What do you want to know? Job, career, love?
Going the love route. So I've been single for a while now. Every time I go home and see family, are you talking to anybody? What's going on? You know, and obviously during quarantine, there's not really a good chance to go out and do dates and everything right now.
Well, you can do Zoom, man. Zoom works.
Yeah, but it's not the actual, like, face-to-face, you know, going out to a movie or something or anything like that.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't replace the physical touch, does it?
It just doesn't.
You can't. Okay. I'm picking up an Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius.
Wow, that was quick.
Yes. And there may be a common denominator here. This, I don't want to call it a setup because that's, you know, can sound so cheesy or whatever. But the common denominator may be a female friend or family member.
Does that ring a bell?
She could be the female could be a Scorpio, Cancer, or Pisces, but she's like the common denominator that presents the opportunity for you to connect with this fire sign. Once again, I want to reiterate, this is not a setup. This is an after-the-fact, oh, my God, I didn't realize. I should have thought of you two before. It kind of rolled like that.
Okay.
It did that, yeah. Because setups are gross. You know. Ugh.
So there you go.
Yeah.
How long? Is it soon?
Well, it's kind of floaty because of this COVID stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you'll see. I feel like there's going to be like a four-month window here.
Don't blow
the
it,
end
Curtis.
Of the year where we can get something locked down before we
months.
Get locked up again, you know?
Keep
it
your,
is what it is.
Keep your radar up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, for sure. Thank you.
Oh, you bet, sweetie.
By the way, if you can't get through today to talk to Denise to get a reading on the air, you can call and make an appointment at 815-398-3983 or find Denise Gazzardo Psychic on Facebook. Let's go to Kathy in River Grove. Kathy, when's your birthday?
Hi, here, March 21st.
March 21st. What would you like to know?
Well, I have MS, and I recently had a relapse in December, and I'm trying to get my strength back for walking. And I just, look in your crystal ball and see if I'll walk again. I just wanted to know if I'm going to have an easier time with my walking.
You know what, Kathy, hold on. We'll grab your phone number because we don't do health on the air just because it sounds a little personal, right, Denise?
Yes, nope. But I'm more than willing to answer that question for you, you know, in a privately, yes.
No health, no death.
Yeah, but don't feel like you can't call. I'm open to take that call, you know, once I get off the air, obviously, to talk to you about that, and there won't be any challenges or charges for that, if that's okay.
Right, okay, let's go to Pat in Roselle. Pat, when's your birthday?
May 6th.
What would you like to know?
You know, I was going to ask about health also. Just generally, if you can't talk about it on the air, I could call later, but it's just a general feeling of hopefulness.
Is it a, if
good
it's a,
that we can work around.
Okay.
So so this is more of on an emotional level and, You're kind of caught in a snag a little bit here with that?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. Give this... There's a lot of planets that are basically putting a lot of pressure on us, too, right now, and stress and that. So let's just... I just feel like you'll start to sense some relief and you'll notice an energetic shift in July. Sweetheart, you really will. The moon was also dark, and Neptune went retrograde this past week, so that made us all exhausted. I mean, everybody was talking about exhausted they were. So you'll notice this shift in this energy that, you know, will complement the way you feel, mind, body, and spirit.
And, Pat, don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
sweetie.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
We have one line open, 312-981-7200. Denise, before I take a break, what does the dark moon mean? What does that mean?
You'll see it on your calendar as the new moon, right?
Yep.
But every once in a while, you can really feel how exhausted.
Oh, I'm tired.
You know, yes, and we got a double whammy with exhaustion this week,
oh,
obviously,
so tired.
because of Neptune going retrograde and no moon, you know, dark moon, no moon. And so think of it this way, if we're like whatever, 68% fluid or whatever that is, you know, and there's nothing, the full moon pulls on the tides of the ocean. So we're going to feel more energetic, and we're going to feel, that's why everybody puts this emphasis on, oh, the full moon, everybody's crazy. Well, you know, the dark moon, there's nothing pulling on our body tides, if you will. So see how that can,
Just hearing you talk about it, I'm getting tired. It's rough stuff. Psychic Denise Gazzardo on the phone with us. We're also live on Facebook, by the way. People are waving to you.
Hi, everybody.
That's nice. And if you can't get through today, all lines are full right now, but we're going to get to some more calls in just a second. Remember, you can call Denise at home or find her on Facebook, Denise Gazzardo Psychic, or 815-398-3983. More with Denise next on 720 WGN. Let's go to the phones. Matt in Chicago. Matt, when's your birthday?
July 17th.
July 17th. Happy birthday, buddy. It's coming up in 2 weeks.
Thank you, sir.
What would you like to know?
I would like to know, why not? We're all talking about it. I would like to know love.
Love. We all want to be loved, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Anything going on right now, Matt? Anything in your life?
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, boy.
Well, I am kind of seeing someone, but I've only seen her once physically, like in person. Everything else has been calls and Zooms, and I don't really know if the spark's entirely there.
The calls and the Zooms. All right, Denise, what do you see?
Yeah, have fun for everyone with this set of circumstances, isn't it? Does she have darker hair by any chance?
She dyes it, so I'm going to say no in this case.
Okay, all righty. Well, continue to explore the dialogue you're having with this one individual, but I'm picking up a Virgo, Taurus, or Capricorn, a darker-haired female coming into your orbit.
Hmm.
So I don't want you to dismiss this current set of circumstances, but I just want you to know you still have some options available.
Thank you. I promise I won't just tell her that the psychic on WGN told her that she tells her.
Especially if she's listening on the air right now, and she's going to be, what a meanie that psychic is.
Listen, I know we've only had one date, but I talked to the psychic, and I got a brunette coming, okay? So we're going to have to say goodbye to each other.
So you're going to have to amp it up a little, Chicky.
Right. Thank you,
Put
Matt.
In the competition.
You're very welcome, folks.
All right. Mm-hmm. Good luck with that. Let's go to, Roy in Dixon. Roy, when's your birthday?
7/20.
7/20. I like that. 7/20. You're on 7/20 right now. Yeah.
I do, too.
What would you like to know?
Romance.
More love. We all just want to be loved, Denise.
I know.
What do you see for Roy in Dixon? How are things in Dixon, by the way?
Oh, pretty good. Nice and sunny.
Yeah, my direction a little bit here. Yeah. Beautiful by the dams over there. It's very pretty.
Ronald Reagan's hometown.
That's right.
Yeah.
right. I looks like Scorpio, Cancer, or Pisces connection for you. Oh, there's two. Okay, and there's a Gemini, Aquarius, a Libra, and you're probably sitting there right now going, where, lady?
What is
give me
that
their
mean?
Addresses.
Right.
Where are they? I can't find them, but so you have...
He has two women in his orbit?
Yes, yes. One's an air sign and one's a water sign.
So what does that mean?
One may be coming back from your past.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, I'm not, you know, I'm not saying that that's, I'm not encouraging that, but sometimes it's nice to have a little validation, you know, somebody comes back around after they, you know, misbehaved previously, and you're like, yep, that's right, I was all that in a box of Godivas, and I wasn't, I move along, you know, we could use that sometimes,
so,
you know.
Roy, you got two women, you got one coming from your past, so be aware of that, okay?
All righty, thank you.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Well, honey, take care.
Yeah, we got to roll through these. Betsy's been on hold for a while in Woodstock. Betsy, thanks for holding. When's your birthday?
Hi, June 27th.
June 27th. Happy birthday.
We got a lot of cancers today.
Thank you.
Pow, pow.
I like that. What do you want to know?
Well, I'm in a good place. I'm not really ready for a new relationship, but I had a sad breakup last year, and I still miss it, and I'm wondering if there's anything from my past that might be anything rekindled. Is that a possibility at all?
Okay, well, first of all, the fact that you've taken the downtime required to process the end of the relationship and really immerse yourself in, like, what happened, I give you major 10 kudos for that, because people don't do that anymore, you know?
Thank you.
And was he an Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius by any chance?
She was like Scorpio, Sagittarius, like November 22nd.
Oh, so right on the cusp. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Is she coming back?
Yeah, but I see a better option for you. I know that's a little difficult to hear right now, but...
It's okay.
Maybe it's a little bit like... What was his name? Roy? Okay? Where you could use the validation, or, you know, having that, them coming back around and recognizing your value, that sometimes it's all that we need. You know, we just need to hear that, you know, and then we're looking at them and going, wow, you look different to me somehow. You see what I mean?
Uh-huh. I do.
Now, did she have a little more of a masculine energy to her?
Oh, maybe a little. In some ways, maybe a little.
Okay, I'm picking up an opportunity with looks like a Gemini, Aquarius, or Libra female, but she demonstrates more of a feminine energy.
Okay.
And this isn't, you know, it's the only way for me to describe it. I don't mean to you know, make something sound like, well, this one's masculine, this one's feminine.
Right.
But we all carry that in energy and appearance, mm-hmm. You know.
No, but you're saying it makes sense. It's okay. It makes sense.
Okay.
And Betsy's
right.
Thinking, okay, I have two options now, so I'm okay with that.
And I'm thinking that I like the new one coming in.
Oh.
Okay.
Keep that validation's important,
yes.
You know.
Keep your options open, Betsy. Thank you so much. Let's go to Vicky in Plainfield. I'm going to try to get through a few of these in the next 2 minutes. Vicky, when's your birthday?
September 8th.
What would you like to know?
I'm going on the entire other way, and I'm calling about divorce.
Divorce. Do we do divorce on the radio, Denise?
We sure do, honey. We're
okay.
Gonna get your boxing gloves on tight. We're going to send you in the ring to win.
Oh, boy.
Right? And then that's been on a delay, too, because of the courts being
exactly
up and closed down. And then his birthday
is September 16th.
Oh, boy. I bet he was fighting over the orange shoelaces, the neon shoelaces, huh? nitpicking a little bit there about this and that.
Well, he's adamant. The problem is, I feel he's adamant that he did not, you know, have an affair. And I know in my heart that he did. So I want to know if I'm going to have the courage to go through with the divorce. He's ready to take a lie detector test.
Oh,
I don't
boy.
Think that means anything. That doesn't mean anything because of how he reacted to everything.
Oh, you know? Good grief.
Wow.
And I just really feel it in my heart. Everything is pointing that way.
Oh, that sounds ugly.
Cut it loose.
That's rough stuff.
Cut it loose.
And now I feel that I have, so all this just happened right before, you know, the coronavirus, so we've been trying to be civil, but it's very hard, you know.
So you want to know when this is all going to be over?
Yes, if I'm going to go through, if I will be able to go through with, you know, to go through with the divorce.
I think you need to figure that out yourself, right?
You're gonna have all the information and data you need to make a comfortable decision by the time the end of summer and as we roll into fall.
Okay.
So whatever doubts and all that, you're gonna be good with it.
Got it.
Okay.
Thank you, Vicki.
Okay, great.
Good
Thank
luck.
You.
All right, sweet.
Thank you. Bye bye.
That's a rough one right there. Let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy,
I'm just waiting right now.
Oh boy, we'll go back to Jimmy. Let's go to Cynthia in St. Charles. Cynthia, when's your birthday?
September 23rd.
All right, and what would you like to know? We got about 35 seconds.
Just in regards to my job situation, the outlook, I'm in the healthcare field, and there's been so many changes that have been happening that my job is being somewhat phased out, and I just wanted to know within the next within the next 6 months or so, if there's going to be any specific changes or what's up.
Okay, and run your birthday by me again. I'm sorry.
9/23.
Okay.
September 23rd.
Roll through your current set of circumstances, but I see a new venue arriving for you that I think is going to treat you with a little bit more love and respect.
Oh.
I'm sensing that timing on that information and data is coming through like around October.
October. Okay. I didn't mean to put her. I have to put her on hold, Denise, because we got to run. I got to hit top of the hour news, okay?
Got it. Yeah.
Wow, you nailed it. Psychic Denise Gazzardo again. If you want to make an appointment, find her on Facebook, Denise Gazzardo Psychic, or 815-398-3983. Denise, you're the best. Have a
love to you.
Love to you. Have
Stay
a wonderful
well.
Sunday. All right.